Thank you for the opportunity to discuss in 7 minutes or less what I've been thinking about for the last 10 years. There are no relationships to talk about. And I'd like to go ahead and start by saying that this study is funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Satriano is PI, and it's the Neighborhood Walking Study. And we have one person that's not on the list here, Chaya Carey, who was very instrumental in helping me with the presentation. Okay, you know, everyone here knows that there's considerable research linking three major domains: physical activity, mobility, and cognitive status. And it's like everyone takes turn to be the outcome measure or the predictor, but there's quite a bit of literature in here. And what we have is a really complex set of factors where we're trying to understand the relationship for the possibility of interventions, because many of these dimensions are indeed mutable, and they are useful for understanding the health and well-being of an older adult. As you know, walking is the most common form of leisure activity in older adults, and there are a number of elements associated with that activity. For instance, mobility is defined yesterday by Satriano as human movement in all its forms in different settings as part of everyday life. Well, one of those is walking, and there are different elements that really comprise walking that we need to disentangle. For instance, there's walking speed, there's balance, there's falls, and there's other elements of mobility related to this. And unless we begin to recognize that these are somewhat independent of each other, we will not begin to understand the relationship between walking behavior, mobility, cognitive performance, and many of the other environmental influences on these. And this is the thing that we're trying to disentangle with this set of work. Okay. So as we do this, we recognize that there's some literature that shows that physical activity may be protective and walking may be protective. It's not profoundly strong, though. Cognitive performance is associated with community settings, and you might be interested in this. It turns out that we find, and this was in the Gerontologist last year, where we found that people begin to restrict their places where they walk as a function of minimal loss of executive function, as measured through wayfinding. So this thing is becoming more and more interesting in terms of figuring out how the subtle changes begin in mobility. And among that, we recognize that there are different ways to operationally define the cognitive status of an individual at the early stages of impairment that may be associated with mobility. In particular, the mental alterations test has been very fruitful for us in terms of understanding the nature of how this works. And for those of you who don't know that, it's like going A1, B2, C3, try it. You'll find out that you already are not capable of going all the way through the alphabet, which some of our people did do. Okay. So our real hypothesis is to look at how to disentangle these issues. So after controlling for basic demographic characteristics, measures of health, and measures of lower body functioning, we have three we'll talk about here today: falls, walking speed, and balance. Are there significant associations with cognitive performance? This is a cross-sectional study, so it's associations rather than causal relationships that we're talking about here. Okay, as part of the general study, we had interviews conducted with 884 individuals, both interviews and extensive assessments of their physical performance. We have four major geographical areas representing the universities involved with this: UIC, Berkeley, University of Pittsburgh, and University of North Carolina. 65 and older, the oldest was 88 years of age, English speaking. Probably the most important element to recognize here is that this was a study where we made it absolutely clear that we want people who do and do not walk, and we tried to stratify by our self-ratings of health. So we were trying to get a representative sample so we could make some statements about the generalizability of the findings. Okay. So the recruitment strategies reflected that, and as you can see, we had a number of different methodologies for that, but they centered around locations where we could find older adults where they congregate, senior centers, recreation centers, and what have you. For the purposes of this study, we're going to be looking at the demographic characteristics, the cognitive status measures using the two that we mentioned, the overall cognitive impairment through the MMSE and the wayfinding test, which is that what I mentioned before, some controlling health measures because we do know that that's associated with walking. We will talk about walking speed, balance, and falls as the outcome measures here. And we do the typical kinds of strategies, table one, the descriptive statistics, table two, the bivariate associations, and table three, the multivariates, and table four after that is where we try to lose our readers. You know how that goes in the journals. Anyway, so we have these as our basic variables. In our demographic tables, just to quickly show you that we have good representation of the oldest old in this, like everyone else, we have a very high percentage of females participating in this study, but we do have a fairly good representation of diverse populations, ethnically speaking. We have the MAT, which is looking at, again, that speed of being able to look at the wayfinding, and here's the mean and standard deviations for these, and the MMSE. We did a pretty good job of getting 21% of the population, 22% who said fair to poor, which is pretty good, I think. We had a sizable percentage of people who were either overweight or obese, so we do have, I think, a full range of the nature of populations who work on this. Walking speed is presented there. We had considerable variation in that. And we had considerable variation on the Gorelnik measure of balance and lower body mobility. Rather surprisingly to me, we had 19% who reported a fall in the last 6 months. How am I doing for time? Okay. The basic demographic characteristics, looking at the relationship to, now if you look at the top, we're talking balance. Just in terms of balance, all of these associations are in the expected direction, so I won't go into too much detail about explaining all the nuances, but chronological age is associated with a balance, with deterioration, with increasing chronological age. You see race and gender not being significant, but you see both cognitive measures being associated at the bivariate level, and to some degree, well, at the multivariate level, but they are not exactly the same. Then you see self-ratings of health and BMI being associated with balance, as you might expect. Now, with falls, we find that age was not associated with self-reported falls in the last 6 months. Now you see that MAT is associated with falls, but not the MMSE. So we're beginning to say these things seem to be sensitive for one measure of mobility, but not another. And we looked at self-rating of health as being significant at the bivariate, but not at the multivariate level. When we look at speed of walking, chronological age, gender, and this time race, we went white, non-white to look at that, by the way. And we found that MMSE was significantly associated with walking speed, but not the MAT at the multivariate. By the way, the correlation between the MMSE and the MAT was 0.47, and there was no concerns of multicollinearity in the nature of the analyses. And we find that self-rating of health and BMI were also significant. Where the outcome measure, by the way, was categorical, we used a ordinal logistic regression, and where it was continuous, we used a logistic regression. 2 minutes. Okay. So where are we with all of this? We recognize that this is a cross-sectional study, and it doesn't allow for causal directions, but it helps us map out what we think is the beginning of understanding what are the nuances related to cognition and various kinds of cognition related to mobility and various kinds of mobility outcome measures. We have a piece, a paper that's just been accepted in the Journal of American Geriatric Society on doing an evidence-based review on this, and we pretty much slam the field for not being thoughtful on the theory related to the kinds of cognitive measures they use for understanding this and not understanding the time frame that's needed. And Sue can tell you about the time frame that's needed for engaging in physical activity before you eventually see impact. So it's still early in the development of the field where we are on that. We have a limited range in cognitive impairment. Actually, if you can get significant results when you truncate a cognitive measure, that's pretty good. It suggests that it is pretty powerful. And we have, and we recognize this, we do have a limited list of covariates here, and there are others here where you could have measures of cognitive, not only cognitive impairment, but depression and other things that clearly are related to walking speed. We're beginning to see over and over again that MAT versus MMSE are two examples where we get different findings by the nature of the measure we use. And they're related to walking speed and cognitive measures. One of the things we're working with now is to see whether or not any of these things are related to mortality years out, 5-6 years out. So we'll see whether or not it's indicative. We had a presentation last year at GSA or APHA, I forget where someone actually showed that walking speed is related to 7-year mortality in older adults. We recognize, too, that there's a cascade effect going on here. So they're mutually causal in terms of their effect, and disentangling them is somewhat artificial when you take a snapshot rather than a movie. And then the intervention strategies really need to maximize person-environment fit when we talk about this. So where do we go with this? We're at the point where we understand that cognitive performance was a strong predictor of balance, walking speed in older adults after accounting for these demographic and health variables. If we're ever going to get at the point where we really get at evidence-based interventions to improve the mobility, not only do we have to do the kind of work that Sue Hughes is doing to relieve the mobility pain associated with walking, but we have to take a look at the nature of what is the nature of the cognitive impairment that is associated with mobility for particular outcome measures, or else we're never going to get ahead on this. We'll have mixed results and we'll get evidence-based reviews that will be inconclusive. So what I'd like to suggest is that we use this as a sounding board for saying maybe we need to do a closer look at some of these dimensions and start coming up with some theoretical models and some strategies by which we can disentangle these issues so we can move ahead on this field. Thank you.